in Action, reflections and stories from the Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens Botany in Action Fellows discussing herbs from around the world.
My name is Camille DeSisto. I am a PhD candidate in ecology at Duke University, and I study plant-animal relationships in tropical forests. The herb I would like to talk about today is vanilla, or Madagascar vanilla, scientifically known as Vanilla planifolia. Vanilla is a species of orchid. When it's flowering, they're beautiful flowers. More often than not, it is not flowering, and it is a green vine-like species that will climb over poles and trees. It also has a big seed pod or fruit that can be up to about 6 inches long, and that fruit or seed pod is what we think of as vanilla that we use for things like cooking. The vast majority of Madagascar vanilla grows in the area where I conduct research, which is in the northeast region of Madagascar, an island off of the east coast of Africa. But this species of vanilla is actually native to Mexico. Vanilla came to Madagascar from Mexico, likely due to French colonization of Madagascar, and interestingly, because of this, there are actually no native pollinators of vanilla on Madagascar. So every single seed pod has to be hand-pollinated, which is a huge amount of effort. Vanilla is not actually commonly used for cooking in the area where I do my research. Rather, it is exported to folks maybe like you or your families, where you can use vanilla for baking projects, to put in coffee or other drinks. It can give food a really sweet, wonderful flavor. Usually vanilla is eaten in the form of vanilla extract, which is used for baking, but the actual vanilla beans can be used for yummy things such as vanilla ice cream. My research focuses on the interactions between plants and lemurs in Madagascar. I study how lemurs disperse the seeds of different plant species and the leaves that lemurs eat off of different plants. And while I don't directly study vanilla, it's really important for the culture and biodiversity in Madagascar. In the area where I do research, there are many different vanilla farms. Local communities really depend on vanilla for their economy, so vanilla is really important in shaping the social ecological landscape of where I conduct my research.
Herbs in Action is a collaboration between Phipps Conservatory and Botanical Gardens and the Saturday Light Brigade, and is made possible by the Mary Jane Berger Memorial Foundation, dedicated to educating the community about the many benefits and uses of herbs.